Recently, as you probably maybe have read, Rosa Parks, a former seamstress married to a barber, married to a hairdresser, died. And she lay in honor in a rotunda of the U.S. Capitol in Washington. But people from around America came to say farewell to her and to thank her for changing our history and to change our society. Now, what did this 92-year-old black woman do that deserves such great honor? What did she do? Well, in 1955, the days of racial segregation, she had refused to give up her seat on a bus to a white man. She had refused. Her simple refusal to move to the back of the bus put into motion events that led to my country's great civil rights movement. The small protest of a woman that maybe weighed less than 100 pounds brought down a racist system. As you can see, the individual can make a difference. Let me tell you about another individual, Ken Daring, a millionaire California businessman who found his passion in giving wheelchairs to poor and physically disabled people all around the globe, including to China. He says that he has met people who have spent years in rooms with no window, just lying there and staring up at the ceiling, never seeing the outside world unless someone was willing to pick up that person and take them outside to see, show them the world. He says that no wonder so many of those physically disabled people dream about being a bird.